short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter. I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. And they definitely don't move you toward your overall strategic goals. The more short-term decisions you make, decisions that are based on that immediate gratification, decisions based on quick emotional satisfaction, the further from the path you will stray. Don't do that. Think strategic. Think long-term. You need tactical wins. You need to win battles in order to win the war. You need to get out of bed. You need to run. You need to work out. You need to read and study and practice. And you need to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1+1 is always going to equal 2. 2+2 is going to equal 4. In 10 years of work, when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend, it's going to pay off.
What's your standard? I don't care what it is, but what is your standard? I got some standards. I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning since I was 19 years old. That's a non-negotiable. Every morning at 3, I'm up. That's my standard. I'm telling you, set a standard. You can't be no champion if you don't have a standard. The men who set a standard are always the ones who are champions. As a champion, we ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. Finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Execute. Set the standard, then raise the standard, then uphold the standard every single day. You're going up against other champions? You think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? You think you're going to get 80%? Y'all good. You're real good at what you do. But some of you don't finish. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. Success is never on discount. Success is never on sale. You never see Rolls Royce say, please, come by us. Why? Because a Rolls Royce, when they make it one at a time. And they take their time and they handcraft it. It never goes on sale. And some of y'all in this room, you want your dream to go on sale. It's never going to go on sale. But if you want to be average, they giving average out. They got discounts on goods. But if you want to be great, you got to pay blood, sweat, tears, and you got to pay everything.
When you decide acting in your best interest, you're going to lose some friends. Everybody's not going to approve of you. There's some people that won't like you. Who do you think you are? You're arrogant. What do you think you can do? You think you can get away with that? You're selfish.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them.
You ever heard said one spoiled apple will spoil a whole barrel? One negative person can spoil your whole life. Leave the flakes alone, people that are seriously not serious.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. If you have a dream, you have to protect it. When people can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. Don't let these negative people turn you away from what you want. Just stay focused on where you want to go.
If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just got to transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
See, a lot of people have an idea or a dream and they give up on it. No, don't do that. Work your dream until it gets hot. Most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion. And feel within yourself that everything is going to work out for you. But you must be patient, persistent, and positive. No matter what.
When you grinding, grinding hurts. Grinding is a sacrifice. Grinding costs. When you're grinding and your body tells you you hurt, you stop. When you hurt, you stop. When you feel pain, you stop. When you tired, you stop. When you disappointed, you stop. When somebody get in your ear, you stop. Some of you, you a beast until it's uncomfortable. You a beast when everything is going right. But sometimes stuff start happening where it's uncomfortable. You start to break. You start to bend. You start to fold. It ain't always going to be the way you like it. The conditions ain't always going to be perfect. But if you want this, if you really want this, you got to learn to sacrifice. You got to learn to give up to go up. Because skill can't get you past certain things. Agility can't get you. You got to have mental toughness.
Now, whatever goal you have, you're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. Long journey, long dark night. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in you. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing.
You don't quit on me. You man up. You woman up. You get your life back. I mean mental toughness. Be persistent. I mean get up at 3 o'clock in the morning even when you don't see results. You made a commitment to get up at 3, so you get up at 3. You do as many reps as you said you were going to do. And you got to get to a point where you are locked into the process. So every day you do it on Monday. You come back and do it Tuesday. You come back and do it Wednesday. You come back and do it Thursday. You come back and do it Friday. You are persistent. You fall, you get right back up. Don't stop for a week. Don't stop for a month. Don't stop for a year. You fail a class, you go right back and take it again. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Why? Muscle memory. If you do it over and over and over, every time you're getting better and better and better, and repetition deepens the impression in your mind. Those motor skills, you start implanting that thing. You do it over and over and over and over and over again. You start implanting stuff, and then boom, memory kicks in. When you come up against that thing, you gotta outdo that thing, and you can't do it when you get there. You gotta already make up in your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You gotta make up in your mind when you're talking to that singer. You gotta look at it before you even get to it, so don't you ever give up. As long as you got breath in your nostrils, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give in, because I never told you it'd be easy. But with mental toughness, you can get it done.
Are there going to be some moments when you want to give up? Yes. Will there be some moments when it's going to seem like it's impossible? The pain that you're experiencing, the disappointment that you're experiencing, that you're going to say, it's not worth it? Yes, that's going to be right there for you. It's going to be in your face, telling you to go back. You're going to start listening to the butts, and butts will have all kind of help and support from your family members and friends saying, I told you, fool! You're going out to this positive faking stuff. Look at you now. Bet you wish you had that job now.
When you have a dream, that dream will always be tested. The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you really are.
Don't never let anybody take your belief in yourself away from you because they hurt inside. Don't you never let nobody do that. Always believe in who you are in the darkest moments, man. And the darkest moments when you at that pain, when you at the bottom, know that you're gonna get back up. But you gotta believe that you're gonna get back up.
I don't care how hard you fall on your back. Cause if you can fall on your back, you can look up. And if you can look up, you can get up. You can get through this. Cause you're bigger than this. And when you get to the other side, you're gonna be better. You're gonna be bigger. You're gonna be bolder. But we gotta get through this.
And I'm saying that the fact that you're still here, that you're still breathing, you've got some more work, and you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms. That's important. Not to give up on your dream, not to give up on yourself.
Don't get it twisted. E.T. get tempted just like everybody else. But where I come from, everybody don't get this shot. I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. Have you lost your mind? You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. No, listen to me. That's why it's so easy for you to quit. Because you ain't paid nothing for it. I've paid too much. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. And you think I'm about to get it, sir? You worked for this. You put in time. This is not the time to lose your mind. This is the time to go all in. You want me to tell you it's okay to quit? You want me to tell you it's okay to surrender? They may not give it to you. Nobody might take you by the hand and take you there. But what I'm telling you is, I did it with my mind and my heart, and I envisioned it. I saw myself when I was still homeless, when I was still a high school dropout. I saw myself one day being where I am right now. I don't care where you are. Use what you got to get what you want. Use your mind. Use your vision. Use your dream. I dream my way out the hood. I dream my way out. And then I would get up every day and I would grind hard. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. The darkest hour is just before dawn. So you better not give up. You better not quit. You might be 3 inches from your goal. You might be 3 yards from your goal. You might be 30 yards from your goal. And if you quit now, you give up now, you may never reach your reality. You're not a victim. Stop talking about, I can't, I quit. I don't think I can make it happen. It's impossible. Stop talking like that. Stop cursing and start believing. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more. When it's over. When they're tired. When they're frustrated. When they're ready to give up. When they spent their last dime. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money. When all your energy gone. When you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime.
Things are going to get harder and things are going to get tougher. So what you've got to do is you have to get harder and you have to get tougher. You become stronger than the things you're up against. That's how you win.
I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is you got to find something within. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you, and that's got to drive you. E.T., aren't you tired? Yes, but I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. When you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for, and then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work.
You go after, and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I fail. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
The person who didn't try should feel rejected. The person that didn't try should feel defeated. I tried. I put my best foot forward. I don't feel bad. I gave it 120%. You can't never feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcome make you feel whack. I'm not whack. I'm a warrior. I'm not whack. You know how much I went through to make that thing happen? You know how many obstacles I had to get through to make that work? I got through all of them. I don't feel bad that it didn't work out. I'm a problem solver. I'm not soft. I'm not weak. I don't quit. I don't give up. I don't surrender. I don't always win, but I always try.
When you get to the right place, you're going to look back over your shoulder and you're going to see a miracle. You're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. And when the world is against you and beating you down, I need you to get up and prove everyone wrong.
All you do is you fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again. That's how you win. Things are gonna get harder, things are gonna get tougher. That's the way life works. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
If you can pick yourself up every single time you get knocked down, you can make it.
You will never know that you have faith until you're in a good fight. Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction, in the time of adversity.
Even if you're in the middle of a disaster, you can use that disaster for direction.
It is through the disaster, it is through the adversity that our strength is developed. You find out things about yourself that you didn't know. I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm more resilient than I thought I was.
Life keeps changing, and as life keeps changing and circumstances keep changing, you got to be flexible enough to change on a dime and switch this way and turn back this way. And if you don't make the right switch, you find yourself stuck.
The thing you need to win is resilience. You can't just keep trying different stuff, because you can never say something didn't work when you didn't have tried. Greatness takes time. It takes time to build your brand. It takes time to build your life. It takes time to build your career. You got to be prepared to get 1,000 no's to get 1 yes.
So stop feeling sorry for yourself over what challenges are thrown at you. This is a part of the process. It is part of the journey. How will you ever grow if you never have any pressure? You should be thanking the universe for putting you through this. Because these problems you're having, these are the greatest opportunities to get stronger.
When you're committed, when you're invested, when you're all in, you can't throw in the towel. You can't just walk away.
Because you won't quit when you got some skin in the game. You won't just walk away easy. When you don't have nothing invested, it's easy to walk away. See, sometimes some people only want it without struggle. But if you're serious about reeling it in, you have to put some effort.
Get up! Compete! Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete! Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that before it's over, I'm coming out of this.
There may have to be a sequel. This can't be the end of the movie. I have got to come out of this. This may be a commercial break, but it's not over.
Expect me to come back. Expect me to come back. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what I'll have to go through, but expect me to come back.
I might look bad today, but expect me to come back. I may be crying right now, but expect me to come back. I may be broke, busted, and disgusted, but expect me to come back.
I need you to keep fighting. Never stop, never quit. Never allow anybody to talk you out of your vision, your dreams, or your big ideas. You have got to be relentless. Never let your foot off the gas. Never stop. Never quit. Despite all that you're going through right now, you can win. Despite the pain, you can win. Despite all the heartache and pain and discomfort you're feeling right now, you can win. You have what it takes to get through this. You can turn this whole situation around and you can come back better. Life is something that's not happening to you, it's happening for you. All these hard things that you're going up against right now are there to grow you. They're there to push you. They're there to challenge you to rise above and become stronger. You don't grow through easy times, you grow through going up against hard things and pushing against them. They are there to make you better, to make you into a more unstoppable machine.
The reason you can't stop is because you might be so close. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to quit when you're this close? Wouldn't it be a shame for you to walk away when you come this far? Wouldn't it be horrible for you to bail out when you're just this close to victory? You can't walk by what you see. You can't give up because it doesn't feel good. You can't let people talk you out of it. You can't let your emotions stop you from moving forward.
Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen.
Fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you are capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself? Of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? You got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back?
You don't have as many opportunities in life to take that gamble and allow life to play you. You must play life.
You've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Start listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go. Well, I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do. Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. But guess what? There's no gain without pain.
When the outcome changes and it's not what we want it to be and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out, do we still value the thing that we once said we valued? Is our character still intact? Character's not something we inherit. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of uncertainty, we gotta wake up every single day, we gotta fight and we gotta build it. It's about the sacrifice, the honor, the work, the commitment, love, what you had to go through in order to get to this moment. Being battle tested, the injury, the blood, the sweat, the tears, everybody can't respond and everybody can't recover. The only thing you've got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. I'm talking every single rep. I'm talking every opportunity. If it's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man. Everybody's got a plan so they can hit in the mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down on the canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, what are you gonna do? There's only watching. Stay hard.
We have been conditioned to tell ourselves that our hardships are the reason that we can't be what we want to be, when in reality, the hardships that we had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be. If you had to choose between having a perfect upbringing and having an upbringing that was extremely hard, you should choose the one that was hard. I'm talking to you guys who still have hope, who still have the fire, who still have the want and the will and the desire to be more and become more. I'm talking to you. You can do this.
Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has weakened you. And right now, you have a choice on how you respond to your pain. And some of you here today, seriously, I'm just going to be honest with you. You're getting soft. You're getting weak.
You are not the only person that's been through a divorce. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one.
The question you gotta ask yourself is, what am I gonna do about it? How can I make this situation better?
Because you want to know what it takes to get to paradise? It takes you fighting like fucking hell. That's the only way. Every single person you see that has something you want got there through pain, struggle, adversity, blood, sweat, and tears. Nothing worthwhile comes easy in this life.
It's not gonna be easy, but if you're willing to fortify your mind, your spirit, and push yourself harder than you may ever have in order to get to a point where you can be in your own version of paradise, it will be worth every bit of that effort.
When life staggers you, the thing that will help you find something from somewhere deep down within to get you up on your knees and get you standing in the center of the ring once again, to keep on slugging and keep on fighting, is saying to yourself, it's possible. I will not quit.
You don't know what you got until all hell breaks loose. You don't know what you can take until the pressure is applied to your life. When you start running from one thing, you will keep running from everything. When are you gonna stop running?
When you're facing defeat and disappointment and seems like life has written you off, and everybody says you can't do it, and they're saying you don't have what it takes, all you need to affirm to yourself is that in spite of this, it's possible that I can do it.
So what makes a winner different than everybody else? Every year they just keep going, and they keep going, and they keep going, and they keep saying to themselves, one day is gonna be my day. And you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in.
you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere.
That thing speaks about who you are as a person, how you approach life. This ain't no gig. This is the essence of who I am. This is my spirit. This is my character. This ain't no job. Why you treat it like a job? It's your calling.
Lay hold of it. Grab it. Make it personal.
It's going to be a fight. At some point, you got to go take the life out of it. So some of y'all are afraid of matter. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it.
It's not hardships that hurt us. What will break most people is you didn't prepare for that. So when you put all your little goals and all your little dreams together, it's not the thing that broke you that broke you. It was you never even thought about the fact that you could be broken. You never prepared for worst case scenario. And the reason why E.T. is standing here, because I prepared for it. It's a dog fight. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight.
You cannot let your fear hold you back from your destiny. You have to feel the fear and do it anyway. Do it broke. Do it scared. Do it nervous. Do it on your knees. Do it with help. Do it on crutches. Do it in a wheelchair.
You need to use your tongue to validate your gift and look yourself in the mirror and encourage yourself and say, I'm still gifted. I've been through some pain, but I'm still gifted. I've buried some loved ones, but I'm still gifted. I've had some setbacks, but I am still gifted.
You're gonna have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much. You gonna quit now?
Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's painful. Yes, I'm gonna have setbacks. But I'm still gonna be successful. Why? Because I owe it to myself. I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you gotta do is make one. Matter of fact, when you fail, be glad about it. Every time you fail, you're one step closer. So every time you fail, say, whoo, got that out the way. Go to the next one. Fail again, okay, I got two out the way. What's gonna happen is if you just keep swinging, you're gonna get a hit.
Do not fear failure, but please be terrified of regret. As giving up is the birth of regret. You will receive 100 doors slam in your face. You will have 100 moments that will be filled with someone telling you no. But what I ask of you today is to not take no for an answer. Don't be afraid of no's. Be afraid of the possibility of a yes that you have prematurely destroyed because you decided to quit before the clock strikes 12.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you're already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you. I challenge you to challenge yourself. I challenge you to stop thinking the way it was enough. I challenge you to go beyond hurt. I challenge you to be capable of being uncomfortable. I challenge you.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You're analyzing too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
Get emotional if you must. Cry if you must. Get it out. But get your butt back up after you finish crying and put a time limit on the crying. You say, Coach, I need 30 minutes. Go take it. But when you come back after that 31 minute, you better grind. Because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
Everything around you would change if you change the things around you. If you can change your mind, your ways of thinking, you can change your bank account. You can change your relationships. You can change your environment. You can change your lifestyle.
You're not just on the receiving end of whatever life decides to dump on you. No, you're the one making the decisions. You decide every day of your life what you're gonna allow and what results you're gonna get. It's in every single small decision you make.
And that's where most people fuck. They lose the small battles, the death by a thousand cuts. They miss a workout and then another. They clock out earlier at work. They stop pushing themselves to learn in class. And before you know it, 5 years have gone by and they're more and more miserable and hate their lives.
So right now you have a chance to never let that happen. Do not allow yourself to slide down that slope of complacency. You've got to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant things, watching yourself, observing how you're handling yourself.
Because the difference between the most successful people in the world and the people who are barely getting by is they have become phenomenal at disciplining themselves on a daily basis. Forcing themselves to do things that are hard and don't come easy. Holding themselves accountable for the actions they're taking and the effort they're putting in.
Becoming disciplined means creating and sticking to a set of rules or standards, especially when it's easier not to. It's getting up for that run, even when it's raining outside. Or continuing to work on your project when you'd rather be lounging on the couch watching TV. It's about making commitments to yourself and then following through with them. No matter what.
Discipline is often misunderstood as a way of restricting freedom, but in reality, it's the exact opposite. It's the key to unlocking your true potential. It frees you from the whims of momentary desires and places you firmly on the path to achieving long-term success and fulfillment.
So you do it when you feel like it, and you do it when you don't feel like it. When you get up and feel refreshed and happy, you do the work. When you get up and feel like you do the work. When you get up and it's cold and dark and miserable and everything's going wrong in your life and your bills are overdue, you do the work.
You don't allow any room for negotiation when it comes to the execution of the work that needs to be done. It's an automatic process that you make happen every day of your life. No matter how many issues you're having, no matter how you feel, no matter the weather, whatever it takes, you just get it done.
A champion doesn't give a sh** about how tired they feel, how sore their body is. They rise to the level of the challenge or opposition. They understand that greatness isn't achieved in moments of comfort and ease, but in the times of struggle and perseverance. Your mindset is what will separate you from everybody else. You think different. You study different. You work different. Stop having the debate with your lazy side. You know what needs to be done. So cut the crap and get to it. Every time you conquer these tasks, you're not just ticking off a to-do list. You're building a stronger, more disciplined version of yourself.
When others are out there partying and having a good time on the weekends, you're grinding away, focusing on yourself and your ambitions.
It's about an investment, investing in your future, in your growth, in the person you want to become. Every day spent working on yourself and your goals is a step closer to where you want to be.
While the immediate gratification of going out might feel good, the satisfaction of achieving your goals is far more rewarding and lasting. So you gotta stay focused on your path and don't allow anything to pull you off course.
You've got to start small. Pick one area of your life that you want to improve and focus on that. It could be anything from diet and exercise to studying or work habits. Set clear, achievable goals and then break them down into daily tasks. Every day, no matter what, make sure you complete these things.
Discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Over time, what once felt like a monumental effort will become second nature.
You'll notice that tough or annoying choices start to feel good. Choosing to get up early, working hard on a tough task, or picking healthy foods, these things start to feel like they make you stronger, not like chores you have to do. You begin to enjoy these challenges, understanding that every choice is helping you become more disciplined.
You'll start to notice changes, not just in the specific area you're focusing on, but in all aspects of your life. Your newfound discipline will spill over, creating a positive domino effect that can lead to incredible transformation.
It's the disciplined ones who achieve true freedom in life. When you're disciplined, you gain control over your time and choices. Instead of being at the mercy of whims or fleeting desires, you make deliberate decisions that align with your long-term objectives. It's that kind of focus and self-control that leads to real accomplishment and fulfillment.
It frees you from the chaos of an unstructured life. It helps you manage your time and energy effectively, allowing you to focus on what's truly important. With discipline, you're not constantly reacting to life's distractions, but proactively building the future you want.
I know you just want to get 5 more minutes of sleep, just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no, do not. Those 5 minutes are not worth bowing down to weakness, bowing down to procrastination. Don't do it. Be strong. Be powerful. Get aggressive. Get up and get up now. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day. This victory will establish your mindset for the rest of the day. So do not be weak. Do not sleep in. Do not falter.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you can do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Make the decision, yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it. Everybody will post about it. But nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself. And by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it. And they don't just hear it, they digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. Stop making excuses. Stop waiting for somebody to feel sorry for you. Yes, it's gonna be hard. Yes, it's gonna be difficult, but you can do it.
Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as you have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. You have two paths in front of you right now. One path is the easy path. You don't have to change anything. Everything in your life that you aren't happy about can be someone else's fault. But the end of that road isn't pretty. The other path is the hard path. It's going to be downright painful. You will have to force your brain to think in new ways. But eventually, you will start to feel empowered. You will realize that you have the greatest power of all, the power to change your own life. You will be stronger than you've ever known.
When you give up, your mind thinks it's over, so it stops growing. There's no development when you give up. But when you can say, screw this, this is awful. I'm overwhelmed, I'm in pain, I'm struggling, I'm hurting, but decide not to leave, your mind gets the message. It realizes he's sticking around, so we need to adapt, we need to improve. That's when different parts of your brain kick into gear. You start using parts of your mind you never used before, especially when you're struggling and you refuse to quit.
I am sick and tired turning a shitty spot in this world and then blaming every single person around him. I'm sick of watching people stuff their faces and do nothing and expect to have this great life. I'm sick of people showing up and doing the minimum and expect to be wealthy and successful and all the things that they say they want. It just doesn't work that way. When's it gonna be? When is it gonna be that you are finally not full of shit? Make the change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. This isn't about losing 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 100 pounds. This is about becoming a person that can control their external environment and make decisions that serve them no matter how hard those decisions might be, no matter how inconvenient those decisions might be. That's the only way you're gonna solve this problem long term. Your only solution is to become the kind of person who can do the hard things when everybody else stops, when everybody else takes a break, when everybody else quits. This is going to be a full commitment to creating the kind of person that can make the right decision even when it's the last thing they want to do. When they're tired, when they're sore, when they're hungry, they will still make the right decision. When they're stressed, when they're frustrated, when they're angry, they will still make the right decision. When the world is crashing down on their shoulders, they will still make the right decision.
Every day, you should look at yourself and ask, what am I prepared to do to achieve what I want? And if your response is whatever it takes, then you'll eventually get there.
You're setting an example every single day. You have to consistently challenge and work that damn mind of yours. It's a mental machine that needs constant pushing. The cost of regret is far heavier than the cost of discipline. You don't want to wake up one day and regret not following your instincts, not doing what you wanted.
Don't live with regrets. If there's something you want to do in your job, in your relationships, in school, just do it. Life is all about mastering this mental game. Once you conquer this mental game, it stops being a game. You start actually living your life.
Every day you have the choice to either succumb to the seductive whispers of ease or to rise above and challenge yourself. You gotta recognize that the path to greatness, to real growth and achievement, lies in doing the hard things. The things that require effort, dedication, and a relentless pursuit of your goals.
It's about realizing that every difficult step you take is a step towards becoming a stronger, more capable version of yourself.
When you're committed, you start training your mind to seek growth over comfort, embracing the struggle rather than avoiding it. This mental shift is what separates the extraordinary from the ordinary.
The most successful individuals are those who can act independently of their feelings. They don't negotiate with their emotions. They separate themselves from these fleeting states and focus on their goals. By taking control of your emotions, you become a disciplined, goal-achieving machine, capable of accomplishing anything you set your mind to.
This isn't just about today. It's about setting the stage for your future. Every decision, every action is a building block for the future you are creating. It's not solely about the goals you achieve, but the person you become in the process.
As you build your future, your vision becomes clearer, and each victory sharpens your focus, transforming your goals from distant dreams into achievable realities.
Discipline is the weapon against mediocrity, and every time you choose to rise early, opt for healthier options, or hit the gym despite fatigue, you strike a blow against weakness, thereby strengthening your mind and character.
You need to cultivate the voice of a champion within you. This is the voice that compels you to get up even when you're tired, even when everything in you wants to stop.
Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to. Become the person who makes the right decision regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person. Start today, and in 365 days, you will look back and you will say, that was the day. That was the day that everything changed. That was the day that my life changed. That was the day that my family changed. That was the day my community changed, because I changed.
I dare you to work on yourself for 6 months. I dare you to shut out the world. I dare you to shut out all the distractions. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
Every day when I wake up, I got all kind of demands. You got all kind of demands. And the reason why you're not where you want to be, you taking all other people's stuff before you spend enough time with yourself to get to know you and get to know what you want and what you should do. Come on, y'all. Y'all heard it a million times. In case of an emergency, put the doggone mask on yourself first. And the problem with most of you in this room, you giving it to everybody else first. And then you piss when you give it to everybody else first and you come up short and you wonder why you came up short, because you gave it to everybody else first. Take care of you.
In order to have unbelievable choice and options in your life, in your pursuit of your dream, you must eliminate them. You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time. The irony of life is that the more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar, because everything is based off of activity. Very few people want to show their calendar, because if they did, you would realize who really wants to win bad and who doesn't. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, without you winning.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most important, do something about it. Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it. Make it happen. Because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal. So all the little stuff you're talking about, all the little social media, cut it off. Cut it off. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more. Get off social media. It's killing you. Get off of it. Stop Netflix. Who are you watching? Watch you.
You got a job to do. That's what you're getting paid for. Have some pride. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you wanted to have it, get up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind.
Our obsessions become our possessions, but we won't possess them if we're not truly obsessed. Turn your damn TV off. Turn your phone off a lot too. Don't be so obsessed with them. Be obsessed with your own reality TV program called Your Own Life. This suffering, this sacrifice you're making is an indicator of progress. It's an indicator of obsession. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The price you will pay for not making your dream come true is far greater than the one that you will pay to make it come true. You'll pay that one the rest of your life. And so ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay?
Stop negotiating the price. It's a freeing experience to totally commit. When you totally commit to a business, to your fitness, it's a freeing, powerful. It's almost like removing kryptonite from your life when you totally commit. Can you do that? The people around you are saying, it's costing too much. It's costing too much. You guys are going, no, it's worth it.
How strong is your movement? What time do you wake up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? And how much time do you waste throughout the day?
The plan, the idea, the thought doesn't matter. If you want to win, you have to execute. So what are you doing with your time? Are you doing something productive? Are you moving towards a goal? Making yourself better? Or are you letting time slip by, wasted, consuming garbage with no purpose and no point? Stop wasting time and get after it. It's little decisions that put you on the right path.
Are you working out today or sleeping in? Are you studying today or wasting time? Are you making yourself better today or slacking off? When you make your decision, make the right decision.
What would happen to your life if you decided to stop counting the costs? If you started doing whatever is required? If you stopped holding yourself back?
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
You got to get to the point where you don't care how it feels. You don't care whether you want to do it, whether you don't want to do it, whether it's easy, whether it's hard. None of that shit matters. All that matters is that you get it done every single day. You do whatever it takes.
So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing shit, you're 10% just getting off the couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
When you get to that point, it's not just a mindset. It becomes a fucking lifestyle. You become an unstoppable disciplining machine, and you create a life of greatness.
That's why I'm successful. I got that dog. After 20 years of doing it, I still got that dog. And with that dog, I execute. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do. And that's how you get to the next level.
If you want to be great, if you want to reach a level others will be measured by, you've got to be willing to work every single waking hour. You've got to be obsessed. You've got to be willing to get it done or die trying. Rest when you must. Recover when needed. But don't ever stop grinding. Never take your foot off the gas. Never stop. Never quit. You got to dedicate every single hour of every single day, of every single week, of every fucking year for many years to reach greatness.
When you are consistently hammering on that project, on that goal, on that dream, you will no longer be dreaming about success. You'll be living it.
the thing that's different about people who win consistently across the course of their life is that we expect the wins to happen all the time. They don't come as a surprise. Wins don't shock winners. They aren't amazed when they got a win any more than Michael Jordan was amazed when he hit a game-winning shot. That's what he expected. That's what we focused on. That's what we acted to do. That's what we worked to do. And because of all those things, we expect to win every time. Zero exceptions. True winners, they never lose focus. They always focus on the goal. They always focus on the process, and they always focus on being the absolute best that they can. The greatest of all time, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the Kobe Bryant's of the world, they might celebrate hard, but they don't celebrate long. Come Monday, come the next morning, they're back at it. They're focused, they're undistracted, they're driven, they're enjoying their progress, they're enjoying their wins, but they're not over celebrating them. And that's the attitude you have to have toward a single victory if you want to make it a lifestyle and a lifetime of winning.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't have the equipment or the gear. You're too busy and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies.
You cannot let your impulses govern and rule your life.
I just don't want you to make the same stupid mistakes over and over and over again and call it life.
I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to edit, to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look at what you've done. You've built every single step to create this. No accidents. Just taking the easy road too many times, not getting up, not going for that extra rep, putting that extra mile in, the little inches of life that add up to be first place or forgotten.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was gonna do. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, but you look at your wife, you look at your kids, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice. I gotta get up and make it happen, even though I don't wanna get up and make it happen.
You're gonna wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're gonna wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
This has everything to do with pride. You gotta take pride. I need you to give 120% and do it for the pride of who you are. Because life is gonna give you back what you give it.
And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday, you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is gonna happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You gotta decide that you're gonna do something, and you gotta do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is gonna happen to you.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up.
What does a $500,000 a year person do that $50,000 a year person doesn't do? He does everything he's supposed to and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He makes money a little bit more. He saves money a little bit more. There's no easy way to the top. If you want to win in this life, you got to do what you're supposed to and a little bit more, and you can't ever stop in the finish line. You know what you got to do to hit a golf ball like me? You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. You hit so many golf balls that your hand starts bleeding. Then you run up to the clubhouse, you wash that blood off your hand, you slap a bandage on it, and you go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, you'd love to hit a golf ball like me if it was easy. Well, nothing good comes easy.
I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude, and you can control your mindset.
You get one shot, you better make the kind of decisions that's gonna take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's gonna take you to the NFL. It's one thing to dream about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know know you're supposed to wake up to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Almost everybody gets there. Almost everybody's over the hump. Almost everybody has it going. Almost is a way of life to almost everybody, but the winners, they do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to have achieved something unique and how glad they are that they didn't quit like everybody else.
And I'm telling you, you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button. If you were to make that one change, that one sacrifice, you would stop dreaming and start living it.
What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
You've got to listen to yourself. You've got to have a voice inside yourself that is so strong that it speaks louder than all the crap people talk to you.
Because if you just sit there and accept everything that's thrown at you, life will trample you. It'll kick dirt in your face and tell you you're no good.
Don't let this negative world beat you down. Don't let it win.
At some point, you gotta start standing up for yourself. At some point, you gotta start fighting back.
Get away from all these people who ain't doing nothing with their lives. These people are toxic. They'll attack you on your journey. They'll actively work against you. These people's opinions of you ain't none of your business. You are the only one who dictates how far you can go. The possibilities for you are unlimited. If it's building a business, starting a career, traveling the world, making a difference in society, you can do whatever you believe you can do. He who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't are both usually right.
You've got to build your level of self-confidence to a point where when they fight against your ideas, it only adds fuel to your desire to win.
Many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you'll want will be denied. Many jobs you apply for, they'll reject you, and most people will give up. But you've got to decide within yourself that I'm going to be fearless. I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to accept failure as my final result. And I'm gonna go all out to get it. I'm gonna give it everything I possibly have. No obstacle, no challenge, no person is gonna keep me from my dream.
Don't allow the opinions of others to shut you down. When they talk, you go hard. When they doubt you, you shut them up with your results. The best revenge in life is massive success.
Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your dream. If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never been to before, you'll achieve more than you could ever imagine. And when you're going through bad times, I want you to remember, you're not being buried, you're being planted. You may be underground, but you're not buried in this mess. You're planted in it. And when you're planted in it, you should expect to come back up again. And when you come back up, you'll be completely transformed by the experiences that you've endured. When you're going through pain, you're not suffering. You're building strength, you're building resilience, you're building perseverance, you're building everything it takes to win.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in a way you shouldn't be thinking and makes you do stuff you shouldn't be doing. But when you have faith, you don't need to know what you're up against. When you have faith, you don't need to know how much it's gonna take. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on working on your dream. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity right now with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
You gotta believe within yourself that you are the one.
You are the one to make it happen. You are the one to succeed. You are the one who will be living their dream. You got to feel that you're entitled to this, that you're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. Now is your moment.
You got to stand up inside yourself and tell yourself, I can do this. I can handle this. I can overcome anything that comes against me.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You can go further than you believe you can. You're more capable than you could ever possibly imagine.
When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what people have to say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, when you stop counting the cost of what it's going to take to reach your dream, it is done. When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're going to have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're going to feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize.
You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You got to start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over. But I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands, and you're depressed and you lost loved ones and you've been through heartaches and it's not the best time of your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them, I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You got to talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody anywhere at any time if you just believed that.
So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got to work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start saying, wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you. And what's out here in this world?